Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Joe Burke, Gene Goldkett, Billy Jones, Ernest Hare, and George Olson. This past week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1899 in Valenciennes, France, of Gene Goldkett. He lived in Greece and Russia before moving to the U.S. in 1911, where his ambition was to become a concert pianist, but his career started as a pianist at Lamb's Cafe in Chicago. He joined Edgar Benson's organization in Chicago, where he soon directed several Benson orchestras. He formed his own band in 1924 and was able to set up his own business, acquiring a building in Detroit which he turned into the Greystone Ballroom. He got a recording contract with Victor and formed additional bands, each labeled as a Gene Goldkett orchestra. He hired some of the best jazz musicians of the time, including Big Spiderbeck, Frankie Trumbauer, Eddie Lang, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Chauncey Morehouse, Hoagie Carmichael, Pee Wee Hunt, Don Redman, and Spiegel Wilcox, as well as several notable arrangers, including Bill Challis and Bill Rank. The original Goldkett Orchestra made their last live performance on September 18, 1927, but various units continued to record until 1929. In the 30s, Goldkett worked in radio and concentrated his energies on operating his dance halls and managing the 20-plus bands that bore his name. In the late 30s, he formed the American Symphony Orchestra and in 1939 conducted the orchestra at Carnegie Hall, featuring compositions by Edward McDowell and George Gershwin. He made concert appearances into the 1950s, including performances with the Detroit Symphony. Gene Goldkett orchestras were still performing in the 50s, and in 1959 he assembled a band to recreate his original music on a stereo LP. Gene Goldkett died of a heart attack on March 24, 1962. Here are three from Gene Goldkett.
are happy, are feeling happy. Shove, 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 shove along. Each little chocolate bun, 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 buddy's in right. They're playing Uncle Tom, 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 Cabin.
Uncle Tom.
Yes, literally.
Showboat. Here comes the showboat. Pop, 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 and along.
Goldcat and his orchestra and Sunday, recorded on Friday, October 15th, 1926. Sunday was written by Ned Miller, Chester Kahn, Jules Stein, and Benny Kruger, and arranged there by Bill Chalice. The vocal was by the Keller sisters, Nan and Taddy, and Al Lynch. Sunday was preceded by Myron Schultz, Ray Porter, and Harold Stokes, providing the vocal on Here Comes the Showboat, written by Billy Rose and Maceo Pinkard. That was recorded by the Goldcat Band in Kansas City on December 14th, 1927. We began our tribute to Gene Goldkett with Sunny Disposition, written by Phil Cherrig. The Ira Gershwin lyrics were sung by The Revelers, Charles Harrison, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn. Bandleader Gene Goldkett, born March 18, 1899. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 16th, marked the birth in 1884 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer Joe Burke. One of his first compositions, Down Honolulu Way, was written in 1916 with lyrics by Earl Burnett, but his first hit came in 1925 with Oh, How I Miss You Tonight, written with Benny Davis and Mark Fisher. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood and teamed up with Al Dubin to write music for movies, including 8 songs for Gold Diggers of Broadway. During the 30s, Burke collaborated with Edgar Leslie on songs such as A Little Bit Independent, It Looks Like Rain in Cherry Blossom Lane, and Getting Some Fun Out of Life. Joe Burke died June 9, 1950, in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Here's a set of rapidly rotating records from the pen of Joe Burke. Thank you.
I'm married, whenever you're blue, I'll sing a little theme song to you, telling you I love you to music that's new, and that'll be my theme song to you. When the day is through, dear, I'll come to you, dear, each night. When the shadows turn up, that's when we'll turn down the light. Sitting in a corner, then what'll we do? We'll sing a little theme song, we two.
Thank you. one but you. How can you doubt me the way that you do? You must believe me, you're still in my heart. I know now, I know how I love you. You must believe me, and I must confess, I've learned the meaning of real loneliness. I can't be happy unless you are near. You must believe me,
quartet of songs from the pen of Joe Burke, born March 16, 1884. We began the set with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra, August 7, 1925, and Who Wouldn't Love You, with the vocal by Joe Sanders. Next, it was the Imperial Dance Band, a Sam Lannon outfit, and Sing a Little Theme Song, waxed on April 12, 1930. The Al Dubin lyric was sung by Scrappy Lambert. Sing a Little Theme Song was followed by another Dubin-Burke collaboration, the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, and Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, with the vocal by Frank Munn, from May of 1930. Dancing with Tears in My Eyes was written for the film Dancing Sweeties, but was cut from the final print. It became a hit when it was introduced by Rudy Valley on radio, and it was also recorded by Gracie Fields, Leighton and Johnstone, Nat Shilkret, Sam Lannon, and Ben Selvin. And we wrapped up our tribute to Joe Burke with Don Bester in his orchestra, with the vocal performed by Johnny Russell, and You Must Believe Me, from February of 1933.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, March 15th, marked the birth in 1889 of William Reese Jones, better known as Billy Jones, the tenor in the team of Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. Jones and Hare had each been making records for OK, Pathé, Jeanette, and others, but were paired at the suggestion of Brunswick recording manager Gus Henschen, and their first record together was All She'd Say Is Uh-Huh, issued in 1921. They made their first Edison record on June 25th of that year. They were also famous as radio artists and were first on the air on October 18, 1921, over WJZ in Newark, New Jersey. From 1922, they recorded as a duo on a regular basis, but each continued to record solo. They became known as the Happiness Boys in August of 1923 because their radio program over WEAF in Manhattan was sponsored by the Happiness Candy Stores. The name The Happiness Boys was first used on a record label on Hard Boiled Rose, a Victor record issued on June 20th, 1924. From 1925 to 29, they were often accompanied by Dave Kaplan, a studio arranger and director for Edison. They worked in radio throughout the 1930s with the name of the team changing as they changed sponsors. In 1933 and 34, they were known as the Tasty Loafers on WOR, the show being sponsored by the Tasty Bread Company. From 1936 to 39 on the CBS radio network, they were called the Gillette Gentlemen. For this segment of the show, we've got some solo records by Billy Jones.
Miss Liza Lamb from Alabama said Dapper Dan was sure the man, but the place from where I come, I got a sweet someone he took lessons from. He seems to be all right for me, 'cause I can handle him, you see. I know he can't be true, but then I loved him, did I do? Have you met my counterfeit Bill from Louisville? I'm kinda sure you will, 'cause he's a honey who looks like ready money. I just got one big complaint. He looks like what he ain't. I could pass him off, but then I may regret, 'cause I know what I got, but I don't know what I'll get. He's got style, a wonderful smile, but I'll admit that it's all counterfeit. Still he can pass, 'cause he's got class, and other fellow's love can be more genuine than his. But then he's got a way that doesn't make you think it is my counterfeit Bill from down in Louisville. You hear folks speak about the sheik. Compared to Bill, his love looks weak. And I simply want to say that man of mine outshines him in every way. The sheik, I know, gets lots of dough for acting like a Romeo. The love scenes that you see, I'll get them absolutely free. Have you met my counterfeit Bill from Louisville? I'm kinda sure you will, 'cause he's a dandy, he comes in mighty handy, not so handsome, not so cute, but he's some substitute. I could let him go, but that's a big mistake. I won't give up my bread till I know I've got my cake. He's got names of hundreds of dames that think he's grand. They know he's second hand, but they don't care, because he's there. He isn't worth a cent upon the dollar, I'll admit, but get him in the parlor, he's a $1 million hit. My counterfeit Bill from down in Louisville. I just got one big complaint. He looks like what he ain't. I could pass him off, but then I may regret, 'cause I know what I've got, but I don't know what I'll get. Another fellow's love can be more genuine than his, but then he's got a way that doesn't make you think it is. My counterfeit Bill from down in Louisville.
I went to see my darling last Saturday night. I went to see my darling while the moon was shining bright. I asked her if she'd marry me, and what do you think she said? She said she wouldn't marry me if the rest of the world was dead. I ain't nobody's darling, I'm blue as can be, 'cause I ain't got nobody to fuss over me. If I don't get somebody, I'll go back to the farm and milk the cows and chickens, 'cause I don't give a good gosh darn. Had a gal whose name was Black, lived down by the railroad track. Loved me more and more each day. She loved me, but she moved away. Had a gal named Liza Jane, said my face gave her a pain. She's a heiress, I declare, because she made me take the air. Bought my gal a diamond ring. Gosh, it was a pretty thing. She got mad, now I'm alone. I've got the ring, she's got the stone. Oh, by gosh, by gum, by gee, ain't nobody cares for me. Ain't a brick out in the yard, 'cause I believe in dying hard. I took my darling walking last Saturday night. I took my darling walking while the moon was shining bright. I asked her for a kiss, and gee, now what do you think she said? She said she wouldn't kiss me, so I kissed her instead. I hate nobody's darling. I'm blue as can be, 'cause I ain't got nobody to fuss over me. If I don't get somebody, I'll go back to the farm and make love to the chickens, 'cause I don't give a good gosh darn. Oh, by Jiminy, by heck.
There's a fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat. But you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death. And as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, of course, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit. And say, we have an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Business got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send me Pete and Nick and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for sparrowgrass, and then the whole quartet all answered, yep, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Just try those coconuts, those walnuts and donuts. There ain't many nuts like they. We'll sell you two kinds of red herring, dark brown and ball bearing. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. You got a strawberry pie?
Yes, I don't think we got strawberry pie.
You got coconut pie?
Yes, I don't think we got coconut pie.
I'll have one cup of coffee.
We got no coffee.
Well, what do you got?
I got a banana.
Oh, you got a banana. Yes, we got an old banana. No banana, no banana. We got an old banana today. I tell you, no banana. Hey, Mariana, you got an old banana? Well, this a man, he don't believe what I say. Now, what do you want, mister? You want to buy 12 for a quarter? No? Well, just a moment. I'm going to call my daughter. Hey, Marianne, you got a banana? No? Yes? Banana? No? Yes, no, 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 no banana today. No banana today.
Billy Jones in 1923, and Yes, We Have No Bananas, written by Frank Silver and Irving Kahn. Before that, from 1921, it was I Ain't Nobody's Darlin'. And we began that trio of solos by Billy Jones with an Edison record from January 29, 1926, and a song titled Counterfeit Bill. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand at RadioFreeWorld.com. The other half of the team of Jones and Hare was baritone Ernest Hare, born last week, March 16th in 1883. He began his recording career in 1918, and from 1919 to 20, he was Al Jolson's understudy for a run of the show Sinbad. He recorded with Al Bernard before teaming with Billy Jones, but also recorded as a solo artist under a wide variety of names, including Wallace Daniels, Robert Judson, Walter Leslie, Hobo Jack Turner, and Frank Mann. Last segment, I played some solo recordings by Billy Jones, but unfortunately I don't have any solos by Ernest Hare, so here are some rapidly rotating records by the team of Jones and Hare.
I feel gay.
Why, you're excited, I must say.
I'm gonna meet that train from way out west.
Way out west?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the big idea, old boy, of this nervousness and joy?
I got a date, 158, with the one that I love best.
I know your cutie's due at 2 to 2.
She's coming through on a big choo-choo.
She's been away for months.
And I haven't cheated once.
You stayed home night.
I didn't dance.
You wasn't taking any chance.
I didn't flirt.
Well, I bet that hurt.
I just couldn't do my cutie dirt.
Your days were blue.
My nights were black.
But soon you'll have your cutie back.
Cause I love her and she loves me and say.
And when you press her lips divine,
I won't let go till 9:30.
My cutie's due at 2 to 2 today.
No one knows how glad I am.
Well, I saw that telegram.
And it was like a message from above.
Well, I bet you'll never sleep a wink. Night you lie awake and think.
But you bet I'll soon forget when I meet and greet my love.
Your cutie's due at 2 to 2.
She's coming through on a big choo-choo.
You're surely feeling fine.
You know this gal of mine.
She's kind of short.
About 5'2".
She's got bow legs and cross-eyed too. A girl I wouldn't think much of.
But oh my gosh, how she can love.
Your days were blue.
My nights were black.
Don't cry, you soon will have her back.
I love her. And she loves me and
says, tonight you'll disconnect your phone.
Because I want to be alone.
My cutie's due at 2 to 2 today.
Nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back, for I love her and she loves me and sang. Don't think there ain't no Santa Claus.
I know darn well there is, because
my cutie's due at 2 to 2 today. My cutie's due at 2 to 2 today.
What are you doing, Ernie?
You thought you were going to hear a song about the deep blue sea. But if that was running through your mind, you're wrong now, don't you see?
Sailor songs are very nice, I'm sure I will agree.
But this is no sailor song, as you will shortly see.
What is it?
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there aren't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why. Her face is far from hideous,
but flies are so fastidious.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
At dancing Auntie is sublime,
she does a waltz in foxtrot time.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Say, Bill, you know my sister had an awful fright last week. A spider ran up her arm.
That's nothing. Auntie had a fright last week, too. A sewing machine ran up the seam of her skirt.
Well, Bill, did it frighten her?
So it seems, Ernie.
Well, let's get back to the song, Bill. All right, Dave.
We've got to sing another verse to make this song complete. You'll always find a lot of spies around a bit of meat.
Had nice weather lately, don't tell me that it's all wet. Better sing that other bit, or else you will forget.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
There ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why. She isn't fat, she isn't thin.
She loves her little drop of milk.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
She's not as young as she appears,
but she's got very young ideas.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
There ain't no flies on Auntie, Ernie, but she's not well. She's troubled with insomnia.
Well, Bill, why doesn't she see a chiropractor?
She hasn't the backbone, Ernie.
Oh, you know, Bill, I asked Auntie the other day what was worse than raining cats and dogs. And she said hailing taxi cabs. That shows that there ain't
no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
She hates the sound of wedding chimes,
'cause she's been wed 11 times.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
She don't condemn the girls who pet.
She says no one died from it yet.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and that's the reason why.
Most important man this country ever knew.
I don't know what politician you have reference to.
Well, it isn't Mr. Bryan.
Then it must be Mr. Hughes.
Again, you're wrong, and to the throng I'm going to introduce.
Oh,
Barney Google with his googly eyes.
Barney Google had a wife 3 times his size.
She sued Barney for divorce.
Now he's living with his horse.
Barney Google with his googly eyes. Barney Google with his googly eyes. Barney Google bet his horse would win the prize.
When the horses ran that day, the plug ran the other way.
Barney Google with his googly eyes. The greatest lover that this country ever knew.
And who's the man that Valentino takes his hat off to?
No, it isn't Douglas Fairbanks that the ladies rave about.
When he arrives, who makes the wives chase all their husbands out?
Why, it's
Barney Google with his googly eyes. Barney Google is a guy who never buys.
Women take him out to dine.
Then he cups the waiter's dime.
Barney Google with his googly eyes. Barney Google with his googly eyes.
Barney Google is the luckiest of guys.
If he fell into the mud,
why, he'd come up with a diamond stud.
Barney Google with his googly eyes.
Thank you. with a goo-goo-googly eye. Barney Google tried to enter paradise.
When St. Peter saw his face,
he said, go to the other place.
Barney Google with a goo-goo-googly eye.
Goo-googly.
With a googly eye.
Billy Jones and Ernest Hare in 1923 and Barney Google, written by Billy Rose and Con Conrad. The comic strip character Barney Google first appeared on June 17, 1919, and was created by cartoonist Billy DeBeck. Barney's horse, Sparkplug, first appeared on July 17, 1922, and in 1934, Snuffy Smith was added to the strip. Four Barney Google animated cartoons were released in the mid-30s by the Charles Mintz Screen Gems Studios. Barney Google was preceded by The Happiness Boys on August 21, 1925, and There Ain't No Flies on Auntie. And we began with My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 Today, written by Leo Robin and Albert von Tilzer from 1926. Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Portland, Oregon, of George Olson. He formed his first dance band, a six-piece group in which Olson was drummer, in Portland in 1917. From there, he relocated to California, where he played in theaters and ballrooms. He was hired by Florence Ziegfeld to play in the musical comedy Kid Boots in New York, and other Broadway shows followed, including Whoopi, The Girlfriend, and Good News, as well as nightclub appearances at Jack White's 54th Street Club, The Rendezvous, and the Club Richmond. He achieved national fame with his Victor recording of Who in 1925, by which time the band had grown into a 16-piece orchestra and featured vocalist Ethel Shutta, who would become Mrs. George Olson. In the early 30s, the band returned to Los Angeles to play the Plantation Ballroom and make some movie shorts. After a final engagement at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago in 1951, George Olson retired from band leading and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. He died on his birthday, March 18th, in 1971. Here's George Olson.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 31, 69, 84, hike!
Thank you.
college men do it, ask a raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
High brow, low brow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon to do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them, hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon to do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows, it's the most important item in clothes. $10 down, and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon to do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From every college campus comes a cheer,
oy-oy,
the season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy,
rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon to do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon to do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups, hi-ho. Every day those raccoon coats will have puffs, I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon.
Rap, 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 rap. Rap, 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 raccoon.
George Olson and his music from November 11th, 1924, and Put Away a Little Ray of Golden Sunshine, written by Fred Allert, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young. Before that, on September 13th, 1928, the band was Doin' the raccoon being a variant of the Charleston. The vocal on that J. Fred Coots and Raymond Clagey's tune was by Fran Fry, Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Jack Gifford. We begin that tribute to George Olson with Toodles and My Baby's Baby Blue Eyes, recorded October 22nd, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.